Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1, or numero uno for our Hispanic brethren. We are here today. We are also syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and Spotify. So listen to us there. You can find us either under Get Real Global Entertainment or under Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. So go there and check us out. You can find, we have our own little page on iHeartRadio, so check it.
Please, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I should turn your mic on, right? Oh, wait. Hold on, let's do this. This is your hostess with the most, is Jennifer DeVoe, a.k.a. Jenny, and...
the Muse!
Jesus Christ. James Muse.
Let's do it again.
James Muse, a.k.a. The Muse. Anyway, there we go. What's up?
What's going on? What's happening? How you doing?
Holy crap.
How's y'all? Greetings and salutations.
Holy fuck. Anyway, what have we done since last Wednesday? I know Saturday we had a great show at the Universal Bar and Grill.
Oh, man, it was really nice.
We had Problem 8, which is a Tool tribute band.
46 and 2. Oh, yes. My God.
They played some really great... They played all the best fucking Tool songs. Mm-hmm. Like, all the best ones. And shout out to PJ Solo and all the guys from Problem 8.
Man.
We had Ponzi Scheme. They're really freaking good. Shout out to Mick Luckman bringing them 80s? To us. Yes. And Joey Scott, the drummer, and all the rest of the band.
They were good.
Yeah. And then Jane's Addicted. Which is a Jane's Addiction tribute band. They were really fucking good.
Fronted by a female.
Really, really good. Mm-hmm. Yes. Ponzi Scheme's female fronted also. Too. Yeah. So really good bands. Wild Charge, they did a great job. They ended the night. So that was a really good show.
Right.
We had a great turnout. Universal Bar and Grill was packed.
Yeah, really nice.
They did a lot of business.
Yeah, shout out to the Universal Bar and Grill.
Yeah,
thank
shout
you.
Out to the Universal Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
And Opal and all the rest of the staff. Miguel.
Oh, Miguel, yeah.
Miguel. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Miguel. Thanks for putting that on. And the owners. I don't know their names, but the owners. Anyway. tonight, Wednesday, April 17th, at the Five Star Bar in downtown L.A. Come on out and see. We got some really good bands tonight. We got Ryan Frankenstein. Mortis, the Devil's Reject.
Oh yeah, I've seen him at the stage. Yeah.
Yes, so we got Darling Dead. They're really good. Okay. And Sinestra Cabaret.
Oh, I've Cabaret. Seen him at, well, he's at, seen Cabaret. Him at the Roxy. I mean, not the Roxy, the Rainbow.
The Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Right, right.
Yes, one of our shows.
Yeah.
So they're playing tonight. It's gonna be a really great show. And then this Saturday, come on out Saturday. This is funny. 4:20.
Yay!
I did this on purpose. April 20th at Petey's Place in Tarzana. So if you're in the area, stop by. We've got some really great bands. Cesar Cardona
is playing
at 8 p.m. And so that's going to be great. It's going to be a really good show. And then Slug 45.
All right.
We got LC Banks. They're a hard rock band. They're touring from Detroit.
Oh.
So Detroit, shout out to City. Detroit, right. Detroit, Michigan, Detroit
in the house.
So yeah, so that's really good. So we have a the privilege of having yet another band, touring band, on one of our concerts. We also have Carry On, and then Black Sabbatha, which is a Black Sabbath tribute band, female fronted, female drummer. Shout out to Jim Manzo and
they sounded really good.
Lisa O'Neill and Jamie Hodes and Jimmy Silcox. Really good band. And so we got some this Saturday is gonna be a really good show at Petey's Place. So if you really like hard rock type music, come on down. It's gonna be really good time. Yeah, all these bands are in that genre, so it's gonna be a good show. I know that Sunday, the night after April 21st at the Five Star Bar, we have Marauder at 8:30. Art Disposal at 9:30, Minority at 10:15,
okay, cool,
and Legions at 11.
Ooh, hell yeah!
So it's gonna be Art Disposal's kind of punk, hard rock. I don't know. Okay. The other three bands are more like metal. So yeah, it is what it is. Five Star Bar, we're no stranger to fucking having the cross genre shows. Just no country and like all that other stuff. You know, it would just sound weird. I wouldn't put like even reggae would be like if I'm gonna do reggae, I'd like to do a reggae genre specific show where all the bands like Kali Kush. You know what I'm saying? Like all the bands are straight up.
Right.
You know. Like that type of thing. So maybe even some like I know a lot of good bands that would be for that. Hood Life Hippies.
Okay.
$20 Profits. Would be good for a show like that. There's certain bands.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll put on that ticket. Let's see. We have Sunday, April 5th at Petey's Place. Cinco de Metal.
Ooh. Right.
We got Blackstone Wolves at 8 p.m., Final Frequency at 9 p.m., Devang at 10 p.m., and Chasing Desolation at 11 p.m. And then we also have a charity show going on at the Five Star Bar on May 5th. We'll be at Petey's Place, but I have other people running the one at the Five Star Bar. That is a lot of metal, punk and metal show, punk and metal type bands, I think. That are all going to be doing that show over there. I think there's 9 bands.
Oh, wow.
That's a huge number of bands.
I think there's like 9 fucking bands. But it's like I think it starts at like goddamn fucking 5, 4, 3. I don't know. I got to find out. Tell you the truth. I'm not really sure what time the damn thing whole starts.
Start
but
at 3 or end at 3.
It's going to be a long show. I know. It's going to be like, well, that's what I'm saying, 9 bands. But yeah, if you give them each.
It's going to take some time.
If you figure each half an hour and you try to do a changeover time of 15 minutes, which is possible, it's doable. Well, as I'm saying, if you have your gear already put together and ready to go and load in, the second that band goes, that band goes to come off stage, you know what I mean? You just got to have your flow. There's going to be a flow to it. You know what I mean? You've done this enough times. You guys know what it's like. You can do 15 minutes. I mean, some places, like, I try to do 20 minutes at Petey's Place. Like, certain places, I kind of give it a little more time. But the bands get, like, 40 fucking minutes to play. Which is not bad. Most places do not allow that much time. You're lucky you get 25 minutes. Yeah, and you got to pay. A lot of those fucking people, you got to pay to play. Let's see. Oh, we'll have our first show at. Oh, we finally got dates now. Very excited. At the CIA.
Yes.
Hell fucking yeah. I got to write that in. Okay, well, I'll just say it now. Wednesday, May 8th at the CIA, which is the California Institute of Abnormal Arts. It's at 11334 Burbank Boulevard, North Hollywood, California, 91601. Don't know how the fuck I remembered that. Jesus Christ, I'm channeling a ghost or something. That was really creepy.
That's your entrepreneurship.
Supernatural, even.
I don't know what the fuck just happened.
You know, trying,
I mean, I'm really fucking high, man. I'm really fucking high. We smoked a blunt right before you guys showed up with a goddamn two fucking joints.
Right.
I'm like,
right.
I'm like drooling on myself. No, but anyway, Wednesday, May 8th.
Yeah, we 420. Yeah.
Wednesday, May 8th at the CIA. We have some really good bands. 8 p.m. We have Nuin. I have Mort the Devil Reject, a freak show as well in the front stage room, and in the back will
we
be the
We are talking
concert.
Macabre stuff. We're trying to get macabre
just,
stuff going.
Well, just goth, industrial, you know, like the hard...
like performers.
The hard alternative metal or stuff like that, where it's... A lot of them wear makeup, a lot of them do... You know what I mean? It's like, it's, you know, it's just different, which we're cool with. It's kind of like... I don't know if you guys have ever been to Bar Sinister in Hollywood. It's a really badass venue. Go check it out.
Yeah.
It's a really great show. They have some really good bands over there. We saw Fate Destroyed over there and another band. They were really good, though. I'm just from hearing them practice on stage. Really, really good. But we got some great shows coming up, though. And then we have our first show at the Saturday, May 11th at the Pacifico Cantina. We're going to... we have Jizz Grenade at 9. I just like saying these bands names. Yes, I have Tang Witch. Yes, they want to get it out of the way. They want to get off early.
Sounds like they want to get it everywhere.
They want to get off. Yeah, exactly. They want to get off early. Okay. Tang Witch at 9:45. I guess they want a sandwich made of Tang. I don't know, Tang Witch. That's at 9:45. We have Hungry Ass Youth at 10:30. Vile Life at 11:15. And Antagonist at midnight. Mm. So it's going to be some really, really good bands. Hard shit. Yeah. Oh, this last weekend, we like it hard. Here on Jenny's Real Talk. Anyway. In case you didn't know, it is Silent Giggles' birthday yesterday. It was yesterday,
but
good enough.
Happy
good enough.
Birthday.
Okay, we'll just sing it. Fuck it. Happy
birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Silent Giggles. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Yay, happy birthday.
All right, cool. Rock on.
What did you do for your birthday?
Smoke. She worked.
Worked?
Okay. Make some money. Shit. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That's a great, very good birthday.
Make that money.
That's what I'm talking about.
Make money.
What are you going to do? Be off and spend money? Go to a club and spend $200? And then you be mad you spent $200?
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know what? That's just crazy. It's so crazy. I have something to say.
Saturday, May 4th.
Youngblood Productions and the 517 Agency present
Crazy Fest
at Malone's Concert Venue.
604 East Dyer Road, Santa Ana, California.
Starring Crazy Town. Bias featuring
yeah,
ex-Corn drummer Dave Silveria.
My buddy Joe Tabak.
Special guest performances by
DMT.
Seconds to Centuries.
Twelve Gauge Embrace. Way Too Stoned, CGB,
Jamie Bang,
Wild Charge, Crippling Fear, Nostradamus and Rhythmic, Two Stages,
21 and
coming up. $20 in advance at AcropolisTickets.com and TicketWeb.
$25 at the door.
You don't want to miss
Crazy Fest, brought to you
by Youngblood Productions and the 517 Agency.
Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady.
And guess what? Jenny's doing an interview with Crazy Town.
All right.
For my show, Jenny's House of Rock on Blank TV.
All right.
Fuck yeah.
Cool.
So be watching for that. Go to YouTube. Go to Blank TV. It's all together. BLANK TV. All together. On YouTube, you can find it on there. And they're on Facebook and Twitter and other stuff. But it'll just link to you to the YouTube. So I guess should have two up there by now. I'll make sure. Yes, two interviews. But we're here today with Cesar Cardona.
All right. Yes.
At LA Talk Radio, Channel 1.
How's it going?
What's all right. up?
Yeah, thank
we're
you.
Here from all, with all the members here. Yeah. Right, this is it's three, right? Just
yeah.
three?
Three of us.
Right, yeah, yeah. Right.
Red Collar?
Yeah, let's.
That's me. Red yeah. Collar. Do your thing.
Red Collar playing bass today.
Yeah.
Yes, Alejandra on drums.
Yes, Alejandra.
On tambourine.
And tambourine.
Tambourine. Tambourine. Tambourine.
Yeah.
Roots. Roots. Shout out to Black Sheep.
And tell them who you are.
Cesar Cardona.
There you go.
Yeah.
Head,
exactly.
Triangularist. Triangle. Triangularist, right? Is that what it is?
Something like that, yeah.
Triangulist?
Yes. Something.
Triangulist, probably.
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so.
Triangulist.
Just,
I don't know, man.
It's triangle.
No, you're a guitar bing! Player for real, though.
Triangle. The triangle. Yeah.
Bing, bing, bing,
triangulist.
Triangulist.
Even
yeah.
Triangle.
It sounds right. Sounds right. Yeah.
I might. Is that a mystery, man? A triangle. Anyhow.
And you also play guitar.
I play guitar, yes. Piano, some trumpet,
nice.
As well, but mainly guitar. Yeah.
Yes, he's the lead. He's the lead singer.
I am,
and hence where the name of the fucking band came
yeah.
from.
What a thought, right?
Cesar Cardona.
It's not Jizz Grenade, but it's.
I kind of
not as shocking.
It's not
okay,
as
but when I say but when I say Cesar Cardona, I don't want to laugh.
Yeah. Right.
It's like.
It's more.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Well, obviously, like, you gotta figure they're punk rock bands.
Yeah.
Punk rock bands, most of them have names. Some really fucking crazy goddamn names.
Right.
Yeah. Some really nutty shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm just like, yeah, I love it. I mean, I manage a band called Satanic Johnny.
That's awesome.
Another one called Jabbermouth. I mean, these are.
There's a group called Cunt Punch.
Oh, wait. That's right. I now manage Jane's Addiction.
Oh, there you go.
Jane's. I'm just kidding. Addicted. Wouldn't that be cool if it was Jane's Addiction? No, I'm just kidding. Jane's Addicted.
Jane's Addicted.
Jane's.
Yes, I don't manage Jane's Addicted.
Mm.
They're really cool people.
Right.
Good band.
Oh. Like that. What was a band from the 90s? Butthole Surfers.
Yes, right. Dude. Yeah. Some good stuff. Dead Kennedys. There's some really good and some interesting bands.
Crazy names.
Band names are the best.
Like, yes.
I'm not winning.
You can be interesting with it. Huh. I'm just totally fucking interesting with it.
Huh.
You know?
Names, man.
Exactly. I mean, come on, Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. Well, at least Def we didn't Leopard. Have to, like,
yeah.
we didn't have to fight about that.
I didn't have to go far. No, I just had to just check my own ID.
We didn't check his birth certificate.
Like, look at the name on my own. Some parents
argue about it.
Someone's like, hey, Caesar. I'm like, no. That's it.
That's it right there.
Just call me out of the way.
Like, that would have been cool. That would have been cool, though, if you just called it Caesar.
Caesar. Like Cher, Donna, Caesar.
Caesar.
Maybe I will do that.
No, but like real, just like hard though. Caesar.
You have to say it that way. Yeah, you got to say it that way.
Cool. Yeah, you got to say
it. Start over. We're going to do Caesar.
Fuck it.
I'm going to walk out, walk back in.
Yeah.
Mustache.
Caesar.
Groucho marks.
Nice. Coming. It's a toga party.
Yeah. Just change everything around.
Nice.
Caesar.
Cesar.
Anyway, so how long have you been a band?
Some years. We stopped. I took a break for a bit because I got a whole bunch of acting for a good while. But
oh,
what do you say?
We'll talk
two
about
half,
that in a little
three
bit.
3 years.
Oh, no, more
than that? Yeah, I've been here. I mean, I've been in LA for almost five.
Yes,
so.
I think probably four.
Four, yeah, I would say so. About four years or so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
that's
then
cool.
We started again, just getting really revved up by, what was that, November?
Yes.
Yeah. And then, of course, Red joined.
That's when
he had
I came
a
in.
Previous bass player.
Yeah.
And this mad motherfucker came in here.
And I know you've played one of our shows, the Five Star.
We played a couple times there.
Yeah.
The place is great. I love that spot.
Yeah.
It's really,
nice
really good
location.
Area.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We played there. We played Rainbow. Of course, playing Petey's this Saturday.
Yes, this Saturday.
I'm
yep.
excited for that. 420.
Yeah. Have you played any of my brother's shows yet, Nathan Young? Youngblood Productions?
I don't think so.
We need to get you on him at some of his shows.
Yeah. Shout out to Nathan Young.
Yes.
Youngblood Productions.
Youngblood?
Yep.
All right.
Youngblood Productions.
Hey, Youngblood.
All right.
He has a lot of shows, especially characters in Pomona and some other places.
Mm. Right on. Yeah, no, I don't think I've even... Have I met him? I don't think I met him.
Probably not.
I know.
We did the battle... What was it? Vans Warped Tour Battles last year.
Mm, right on.
Yeah.
Yes, we've been doing that for a good while. It's been great playing with these two. They're just fucking awesome. It's you can be a lead guy, whatever, but you can't do anything if your drumming and your bass aren't just on it, like the shit. I'm so.
Oh yeah, no, that's right. No, you're very right about that. Like, very particular.
That's cool.
You have to like be able to, you know, like be able to rest on that band, on that sound. It's really, really, it's really comforting though that these two on stage with me.
Yeah, I agree. It's true though. I mean, the drummer really keeps the time is like a big part of it. If the drummer's off, then it throws everybody else kind of off.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, I think I just always saw that as like the pivotal point. And then everybody kind of builds from there. Everything builds, you know.
Yeah.
But if the guitarists are off or the bassist is off, that screws things up too. Yeah. So you just got to, you know.
Yeah, if you hear.
But if the singer's off, holy shit. If the singer's off, you're fucked. You're
too.
Really
yeah.
fucked.
Oh, no one ever notices when
oh,
the singer's
Jesus.
Off.
Oh, yes, they fucking do.
No, well,
I do, especially at my own concerts.
Right.
I'm not going to say any particular bands, but I have had bands that didn't sound so great on stage.
Vocal.
Maybe kind of go, oh, Jesus Christ.
Sit it out. You got to keep that face still because you know they're going to look at you on stage. You'll be like,
but they're like, sometimes it's like people, yeah, sometimes people refer bands to me or they hit me up or something. So I'm just like, okay, I'll take a chance. But now I've learned my lesson. Now I go and I listen to their music.
First.
Yeah.
That's true.
Watch, see if they've got videos, see if they've got any fucking likes or followers or some shit. You know what I mean?
Drumming, but yeah, like you were saying, drumming totally matters. I mean, listen to Hendrix with Mitch Mitchell. And then he goes with Buddy Guy.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, Buddy Miles, excuse me. Buddy Miles was great with the funk, but Mitch Mitchell just had the moments. He's just a jazz player. It's just great.
Yeah.
Same song, totally different sound. Drummers, bass players, man, they make the huge difference.
Yeah.
Huge difference.
Singers make the huge difference, too.
Shout out to Hendrix.
Right. Yeah, Jimi Hendrix.
Hell yeah.
Singers make the difference, too, though. Like, we think about, like, Van Halen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of singer, you know, like, what's it? AC/DC,
mm-hmm.
All these bands like singer and then every one of them sounds different.
Yeah, remember old Steven Tyler, Dream On.
Yeah,
he didn't sound like how he sounds.
No,
when he found his voice.
Yeah, it's
and
weird.
Then,
he sounds so different. I'm like, is that the same motherfucking person?
Towards the outro, the
same
out of that
band,
song,
it's creepy.
Singers with the same name.
It's kind of creepy.
Towards the outro of the song, you can hear him like, catch his voice. You know,
one's just uglier than the other. Sorry. I love your music, though. Really. No, I love Aerosmith's awesome.
Well,
it's an amazing band.
It did it.
And you have a hot daughter.
Oh, yeah. That's right. She's an Armageddon. That's all I know.
Oh,
that's
Luke
all
Tyler.
I got. That's all I got, man. I don't know what
no, she
about.
Played the fairy else? Princess in the Lord of the Rings movies.
Oh, were?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know. I haven't seen it. Shout out to Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. The elf. No, the elves. Yeah, the elves.
Oh, okay.
They're elves, but man, everybody's always saying, like, you know, like, everybody always thinks when they think elves, then elf, they always think some tiny ass short motherfucker. No, in elves, in Lord of the Rings, the elves are tall as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Tall and and tall and thin. And they're all blonde, pretty much, except for Liv Tyler. She's one of the only fucking different. You know, the only course, you know.
She said, fuck it.
Fuck it. We're just going to have a brunette in this bit. Oh, fuck it. just gonna throw one fucking brunette and it just, all the fucking blondes with blue up, eyes.
I was
and
cracked up
shit.
when the wizard was smoking weed out of a pipe.
Oh yeah.
I was like, Gandalf. This ain't for motherfucking kids. What the fuck?
Gandalf. I love that shit. Gandalf.
Come on, we got this. I'm smoking the best weed in all the valley. I'm like, huh? Okay.
Now where's that?
Anyway, what other, do you have some shows coming up at all besides our show on April 20th?
You know, another thing why my drummer's so great, she does all the booking for all the stuff.
She's really good at that
stuff.
She's
so great with it. She hits me up, I'm like,
actually.
So I'm in space.
I might need you for a show or something over at, I have that new venue, Pacifico Cantina in Monterey Park.
Monterey Park.
It's a really nice venue. They serve food till 11, and they have nice food too, like, you know, tacos, burgers, like it's really good stuff. It's a nice venue. And they got Fridays and Saturdays over there.
Oh,
a few
cool.
Here,
now
you know.
We're talking now, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So I can get you on over there.
Now we're talking.
Nice venue. You'll like
okay,
it.
Cool. They got Guinness.
They got beer.
You
they
know
got
me.
Liquor.
You know how it takes.
They got beer. They got liquor. I don't know. They got wine, a little bit of everything.
Right.
Yeah. It's a nice venue, though. You'll
cool.
like it.
All right.
It's very Ripple nice. State. Nice area. Do you guys want to play a song yet?
Sure. Let's play.
I mean, yeah. What do you want to play?
We're going to play one of our songs called All Bombs Away.
Ooh, I like it.
That's cool. No,
you play.
On this
you play what you want to play.
Cool. I will.
You know, you're
the
star. You're the dealer.
That's what that plays.
You know what I mean? All right, so I'm going to turn off mine and his and then your. Okay. All right, this is Cesar Cardona on James World Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Still works.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
All bombs away, all bombs away. All bombs away, all bombs away. Well, California came to kill the day, where all your dreams are made to fade away. My skies were white and your skies were gray. Now it's all bombs away, all bombs away. All bombs away, all bombs away. Well, all my love was done with none to say. I sailed to someone just to fade away. But August never lets me down to move out my way. Now it's all bombs away, all bombs away. 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 Bombs away.
Thanks. Cesar.
Cesar. Awesome. That was good stuff.
Thanks. That's probably my favorite song.
I like that.
My favorite song to play, I'd say.
I like that.
It's a banger.
You're going to be playing that this Saturday?
Absolutely playing that.
Hell yeah.
That's what I do on stage.
It's going to sound badass.
Dope. Yeah, we have drum behind it.
It's going to be badass.
Electric guitar and bass behind it. Oh, man, we're going to slay it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and it's real heavy on the Strat.
Yeah.
Instead of the acoustic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That would be badass.
Some Hendrix we're going to play, and then put probably that in right after it. Probably some Purple Haze, and then this song.
Cool.
You want to play another song?
Sure.
It's up to you.
Yeah, we'll play another song.
Why not?
And
then we'll talk a little more about you.
Not me?
This is to your face and not behind your back.
Yeah,
I'm
right?
Just kidding.
Because he's a restroom guy. Right. So this fucking asshole showed up today. What's what we're working with here? My song. Anybody watching this should know this song because I've played it for years. It's called When the Carousel Comes Around. The shining sun and wind shines more and blows again. The best in me is sinking in. And for once, we came to win. The road it flows and goes and goes. She light to light connecting. Life to life, and all is well, all is well. I'm seeing all is well, all is well for the time being. I have a new faces in places and spaces, and I'm shown that I've known, though I don't care since I've grown. Stay steady but ready, heart warm but fist deadly, and I'll be waiting at the grounds when the carousel comes around. Cause all is well, all is well, I'm seeing all is well, all is well, for the time being. All is well, all is well, I'm seeing. All is well, all is well, time being. Winding mind and heart, one winds and the other starts. If it's all I've kept in mind, the way subside in time. So stay steady but ready, heart warm but fist deadly, and I'll be waiting at the grounds when the carousel comes around. Cause all is well, all is well, I'm seeing all is well, all is well, for the time being, yeah, yeah, yeah. All is well, all is well. Time, 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 whoa.
Right on.
Good stuff. Hell yeah.
Thanks. That was fun.
Very good stuff.
I got a good view to sing to. I'm looking at the mountains back here. Notre Dame nice? High School. Yeah.
And this is good. A nice week, too.
Beautiful Sherman Oaks, California.
Yeah. We were standing outside. That guy walked past us in the red shirt. He's right there again. You see him? He's getting some steps in on his Fitbit or whatever.
Hell yeah.
While he's doing.
Hell yeah. He's getting some walking.
It's a nice exercise day.
It's nice over here when it's good weather.
Oh, yeah.
When it's like raining or crappy out, which is very rare, but like lately, you know how the weather's been like the last few months. It's been kind of weird.
Really weird.
Raining a lot more than usual.
Yeah.
I think it was the most rain this year than.
Long time.
Yeah, long time, right?
The last like 5 or 6 years before like that all combined number. Or some
pretty
shit.
Much, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was a record number bit of rainfall. Mm. No drought, though. Cheers to that.
All right.
Keep it alive, California.
How many albums or EPs or anything do you have out, or are you working on putting one together?
Yeah, we're going to put one together now.
Okay.
I had one a long, long time ago, and there's a bit of different sound, so I took it off. I took it out and everything and all that good stuff because I just wanted something new. So we're working on one now, and I'm going to figure what we're going to call it, perhaps like a Mirror Canvas or something like that.
Cool.
But yeah, for sure. So in the meantime, just come see some shows and check out the Instagram and the YouTube, and we'll keep you up to date.
Are you thinking like EP or full album or?
I don't know. Like I'm adventurous.
Yeah.
Be like a 4-disc. No.
Oh boy.
I mean, if you have a lot of songs written, or if you have a lot of material, then it's one thing. You know what I mean?
Well, I guess somewhere around 200. It just depends on
holy
what I want.
Crap.
Yeah. What
damn.
It, yeah. You got to organize it.
Yeah. If it wants to, you know, has prosody is the word. They want to like work together. You know.
I got you.
But is that too much?
Makes sense.
For this box set, too much? I was thinking about like getting a corral behind us, maybe.
It's like...
release 3 song EPs every time. And just like, you know what I mean? You can make that shit last for fucking ever, you know what I mean?
Continuously just drop them everywhere.
Could have written it like 15 fucking years ago, and you're just now releasing it because you had that much fucking shit to put out.
I got a ton. I mean,
you're like, Jesus Christ, 200 something songs.
I got a bunch. But, I mean, people, whoever's listening, that's you guys, man, just tell us what you want. I mean, if you want an EP, if you want to buy a whole LP, if you...
Oh, yeah. Tell them where they can find you on, like, website, social media, that kind of stuff, so people know where to get you.
Yeah, yeah. So,
and your music.
Instagram is going to be Instagram is Cesar Cardona Music. And then YouTube is Mr. No, it's just Cesar Cardona Music. Yeah, it's one of the
Cesar, okay,
yeah.
Cesar just Cardona Cesar, Music.
Just look for both of those from there.
Okay.
So they had to push me to start making this stuff.
No, you
and
need
then
to.
She started managing it, so it got a lot easier.
No, you need to. Because now it's like everything's fucking social fucking media.
I just want to play.
I don't care what anyone says. Social Facebook is not dead.
Oh, no,
there's shit tons of fucking people on there. And it's because you have the event pages, and there's so much more you can do on fucking Facebook than you can on Twitter or Instagram.
Yeah,
Facebook, there's so much more you can do. Yeah, but... Yeah, exactly.
Events,
you're getting like, you know, events. Lists of stuff. So people can find you like.
Yeah, I had to. It's
better in my opinion.
Dragged and pulled into doing that. I just want
to
play. That's it.
I mean,
I'm an actor, a musician.
And shit.
I train boxing. I do those three things. I just want to do it then and there. And then all the extra stuff, I have to get pulled to do it because it's just a hassle. But it's necessary, like you're saying.
It is.
Yeah, just get it done.
Yeah. It's a lot of work, but it is what it is.
This man, fuck it all.
Nice. So you have how long have you guys been as far as like have you played a lot of different venues?
I want to say we have, right? We played all the way towards Rosenthal Winery in Malibu. Skinny's Lounge, North Hollywood.
A wine place in Malibu?
So listen, this place is dope, man. So it's Rosenthal Winery. It's right on PCH.
Okay.
And it's a wine tasting place, and they get this big backyard with a full stage, massive stage. And they got those like barrel style tables where like 6 to 8 people can sit.
Oh, that's badass.
And it's outdoors. It's always nice.
Here.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We did like
man.
Beautiful fresh air.
That would be bad. That would be really cool.
What are we?
That'd be awesome.
What are we? What? How long were we playing those shows?
We played those years ago.
Oh, but like, The time. It was like an hour show, hour and a half. It was
about 2 hours.
2 hours.
Damn.
That was dope. So 1 year it landed on Halloween. So I dressed up as Hendrix and we just played Hendrix songs. Oh, so good.
That's really cool.
That was so much fun.
That'd be really awesome.
That was dope. And it's just it's for us being up there too, it's nice because I think you have 2 hours to play, so you can just sit back. It's not just we really gotta get this going. You can chill just the same way the people watching chill. And it comes with the music.
It's nice and
you
relaxed.
Can feel the music. So then you take your time with the music and then they take their time listening to the music and then you go on this journey together.
Right.
You know?
Is that why you chose the style of music that you guys play?
So,
you know what I mean? Because
I've just gone through a lot of stages in life and I never wanted one song to sound like another one. And I just write as it comes out.
Yeah.
And they happen to just, hopefully at least, they sound like me, but they still are on their own. And that being said, I can always just, so now that I have so many, I can say, hey, we're playing this kind of place. This is a little more rock and roll. Let's just group these sets together. If we're playing at the beach in Malibu. Okay. Let's put some more of these together and let's see. You know?
Right, I got
you. And that helps. I'm fortunate enough to have put all these damn songs together and they all sound relatively different, but. No.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Exactly the same.
Yeah, but like we'll have All Bombs Away and then like Carousel. Like that's Carousel sounds like how that sounds, but then All Bombs Away is just like a bomb going off, you know?
Right.
But I'm fortunate enough, I'm grateful enough that that's what comes out of me. So when we play, like I said, a beach, a rock and roll bar, whatever the hell, we can do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Versatile. Very nice.
Very versatile. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a very good thing.
Do you ever try to play trumpet on your stage?
I used to. I used to play solo shows. I'm from Florida originally.
Okay.
And I'd play solo shows. It'd be 3-hour shows. And I would show up with my trumpet, like a small keyboard, and then my guitar pedal. And I had them all. I had the keyboard and the guitar looped through like that. Those loop pedals. And I would just get a beat going consistently. And then I would just sing a little bit, trumpet. Sing a little trumpet just with the piano loop and the drum loop, everything all behind it.
Oh, that's crazy. Mm.
But you can do that when you have 3 hours, but I haven't played trumpet in a while. Who knows? I can. Probably sounds like refried shit.
It's an instrument that requires
not a good thing.
That's the new band name. First, you got Jizz. Yep, Jizz Cannon. What was it? Jizz Grenade.
Jizz Grenade.
Followed by refried shit. That's the band name.
Yeah, there you go. Refried shit.
Refried shit. Yeah.
I like it.
Or shiz with like 3 I's and like 4 Z's. Refried shiz.
Oh Jesus Christ! Yeah, I guess we could go there.
Makes it sound even dirtier.
See the cut on the works. Never mind.
Let's just stick with that. Yeah.
I'm just throwing shiz on the wall. See if it sticks, man. ignore
throwing shiz.
Ridiculous.
That's awesome. That's funny as hell.
Yeah, but no, trumpet, it's fun. It's really great. I only wanted to learn it just for pads, like the background, like the whole, you know, I didn't really want to be Miles Davis, you know, I just wanted to just hold the progression of the song.
Oh, okay.
So I learned just enough. So I'm self-taught on all three of these instruments and for singing, so, and I learned them just for the necessity of whatever they needed. Piano and guitar the most, though.
Okay.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. It's music.
How long have you been playing?
Man, I started playing, I want to say I was 16. I heard Hendrix when I was 14 for the first time. My mom, she bought me a Hendrix shirt. Shout out to moms.
All right.
Queen Habersham. Her actual name is Queen. So Queen Habersham.
Nice. Whoa.
Okay.
I like it.
So she bought me a shirt and had this Hendrix was on it. And I was like, man, I don't know who the fuck this guy is. I'm not going to wear this shirt until I know who he is. And I was 14. Right. So I went down to the store and bought a record, and then that was it.
Oh, yeah.
And then from there, I was like, all right, I got to pick up a guitar. And I taught myself by listening to his music. And then that opened me up. And piano came, and then trumpet, and singing. And then I moved to L.A. I moved here. And then acting got into it and everything else. But it's been good.
That's cool.
I'm thankful to Jimmy and my mom for buying the shirt.
Thanks to Jimmy.
Yep.
You act also, huh?
Say again?
Do you act also?
Yeah. So I'm actually in process of rehearsals for a play.
Okay.
It's right up here on Van Nuys and Vanham. It's a new theater. It's called the Actors Studio Theater. It's new.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
It's really, really, it's going to be dope. It's going to be great. They're going to have 2 theaters for actors, for plays, a third one for musicians, because we'll play up there, a small one for like a solo artist, a recording sound studio in there, a green room. It's massive. It's going to be good.
But that's awesome.
But the play I'm in, it's called Angel Academy. It's going to come out a week after this Sunday, actually. That's the opening.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, I'll start, if you follow me on Instagram or YouTube or anything, we'll make sure we'll post that, too, just to the side of it. But it's a great play. It's awesome. Great cast. Very excited for it. Theater is one of my, it's probably my second love now. I really fell in love with it. But, yeah.
There you go.
I act as well, man. Yeah.
Cool. Hell, yeah. So good. The many the many faces of Cesar Cardona.
That's kind of cool, though. You know? I mean, I think, like I said, if I feel if you were going to acting, I think that's what you would like to do, going to stage.
On the stage.
Yeah. I just spent 2.5 years at Beverly Hills Playhouse, and they teach in the theater style. They want you to put long scenes up, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Ooh.
They want you to put those up. They train you to put those up. So
that's the perform
yeah,
that long?
Yeah, when you do shorts like films and whatnot, they're no more than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So right. If you're doing 15 minutes, man, 5 minutes is a walk. So they right. overtrain you to know it. But then on top of that, you want to learn more theater.
Right.
And you mostly do plays when you're in those schools.
Uh-huh.
So the first thing I want to do is a play after that. I never had a desire to be an actor till I got here or to do plays. And now here I am. Thankful, just happy as hell, grateful to all of them, you know.
Hey, it's all about having a good time. You know what I mean?
Should be a good one.
Music is no fun. I mean, if you're not having a good time,
mm-hmm.
What's the sense of just playing for nothing? I mean, I can't imagine like being a musician like after 50 years and being like, "Fuck this, I hate music now." You know.
It doesn't happen.
Yeah. Good. I hope it doesn't ever happen.
After
I hope nobody
years.
Ever just like.
Quits.
Yeah.
Why would you?
But that's my point.
Yeah.
If you truly love music, then.
Yeah.
You know.
Alejandra is the case in point of it, man. She'll put 5 bands of her bands in a lineup at a show and just be at that drum set all night. And then that smile is the one. Is all I see.
It is, too.
She's the real.
Yeah. You're nuts.
Yeah.
We've never done that before, have we?
No,
we haven't. No. Have we had 2 bands in one night?
Yeah.
Oh wait, well we did. We were supposed to do Pitt and Nuin, but let's not go there. Fucking 5-star. Anyway, that's not good.
But no, she's kicking ass. One day she gave me that. She was like, "I got 3 other bands coming on. You guys got to get off this stage." I was like, "You got it." Do you remember that?
Holy
she was
crap.
Like, "I got to go." I was like, all right, I'm out, guys."
Is it really already? Jesus.
50.
Wow. That went quick.
Time flies, brother.
It does. Well. We've had a good time here today with Cesar Cardona.
Yeah.
Thanks absolutely. For having me. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, we like the music.
Thank
good
you.
Stuff.
Cool.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Good stuff.
Tell everybody again where they can reach you on social media.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So Instagram, it's Cesar Cardona Music, just CESARCARDONA Music. Mm-hmm. You should know how to spell music.
Yes.
Fucking degenerates. And then YouTube. Yeah, don't mind me, I'm ridiculous. YouTube is same thing, CESARCARDONA Music. And check that out. We just made that one, that YouTube. So we're going to start doing live stuff. I think we're doing a live one right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And we'll do like questionnaires, and I'll do some reviews and like dedications to all the famous ones, the Hendrixes, the Princes, the Bob Marleys, the Tupacs, the whoever. We'll find new ways to do it. So tune in, guys.
All right.
Cool. That's good. Thank you guys for being on the show today.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Cesar Cardona, for being on the show today. We had a really good time. The music was great. Everything was a good time. Very good time. Quick shout out for Nathan. Speaking of Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions, I'm part of Youngblood Productions, so I kind of have to got to do this. The boss wants me to. Just kidding. Right Records, 5th annual Battle of the Bands this Saturday. It's another one of their things. There's still round one. This Saturday, April 20th, California Sound Studios. It's down in Lake Forest, California. Go down. There's gonna be a lot of great bands. Rock Rage Radio, which is one of my other radio shows. That's speaking of that, Uncompliant. I just signed them on a show.
Uncompliant?
Yes. Friday, April 26th. Frickin' Friday. That's what it's called. It's a Pantera cover band, a Sepultura cover band. and some other stuff going on there. That's on the event page for Youngblood Productions. Then we got Wright Records, 5th Annual of the Battle of the Bands again, Saturday, April 27th, California Sound Studios. Then go see Fate Destroyed play with our buddies from Killset, our friends from Fate Destroyed, and the band called Vure, and a band called Our Dying World. They're going to be playing Sunday, April 28th at the Whiskey A Go-Go in West Hollywood. It's a Devil's Union production. Go check that out.
That's the band of Nate?
Yeah, Nathan. Uh-huh. That's his band, Fate Destroyed. He's the bassist. Yeah, they're really good. And then don't forget, again, just to remind you really quickly.
Saturday, May 4th.
Youngblood Productions and the 517 Agency present
Crazy Fest
at Malone's Concert Venue.
604 East Dyer Road, Santa Ana, California.
Starring Crazy Town. Bias featuring ex-Korn drummer Dave Silveria.
Play like a focus. Place some blame for everything, only defeats the purpose.
Special guest performances by
DMT.
Embrace.
Pure. Also featuring
Way Too Stoned, CGB,
Jamie Bang,
Wild Charge,
Crippling Fear,
Nostradamus, and Rhythmic.
Two stages.
21 and up.
$20 in advance at AcropolisTickets.com
and TicketWeb.
$25 at the door.
You don't want to miss
Crazy Fest, brought to you
by Youngblood Productions and the 517 Agency.
Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady.
Books that make you laugh, books that make you scream, books that make you hope, and books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on booksthatmakeyou.com. Read book reviews, meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love, and enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit booksthatmakeyou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.
All right, real quick before we go, shout out to everybody. And especially the fans of Cesar Cardona. Thanks for watching today. Next Wednesday, we will have Raised on TV. Fuck yeah, check them out. And then we'll have Chasing Desolation on May 1st. And then May 8th will be Nuin. May 15th is Cunt Punch. May 22nd is my buddy Marco Lesher with Yellow Cake. And then we've got a lot of great bands and authors and other people coming up in the next few months to come. But thank you guys for coming on the show today. We really appreciate
thank you so much.
It.
Thank you for watching, by the way. Yes. Your ears and your hearts. Thank you.
Yes.
We appreciate you.
And share this video, please. We want to get the word out about Cesar Cardona. But thank you so much to everybody out there. We will see you next Wednesday with Raised on TV.
Bye.
Bye.
Gotta go.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.